A lot of slow areas to slog through. Statistically, after a time change, one of the worst days, according to insurance companies and actuaries that do this kind of thing for car crashes and accidents and incidents. So let's trying to make it through it together.
Yeah, it's also not good for other things. So yeah, just keep the rubber on the road.
Yeah.
Everybody focus.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing great. If no one's told you that today, Auntie Heather loves you very much.
And keep that one clock in your house that you forgot to change. Just leave it alone.
Don't forget to set your clocks back.
Because like in 6 months, it'll be accurate again.
It's the weekend update.
Mine is actually, it's a little clock that I looked down and I was like, hey, that one I don't need to change.
Aw, that's so cute.
Yay, past tense me for not doing things.
Bobo's extra excited up in Idaho because now the show is on at 5 instead of 4. So I don't think that they changed the clocks up there. So
I don't think they changed much in Idaho.
And, I think they're doing life right, though.
Thank you, Bobo. Appreciate you. Yeah, checking out, coming off what was a massive time change weekend. We earned in November. And by the way, heads up. Hometown Handshake Tour is coming back.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Early details tell us it is the Ville this Friday afternoon. Stephenville, I'll see you at the Chicken Express this Friday afternoon, starting at 4 o'clock. Another Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour.
Chicken and handshakes.
And by then, we should have probably figured out then all the clocks should be fine.
Don't forget to set your clocks back.
On time at 4 o'clock.
No.
Past that, looking ahead, you get the Texas Country Music Awards.
That's
you're going to be at Billy Bob's.
I'm going to be at the Stockyards on 2 to 4 on Saturday.
You're going to be a red carpet reporter.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you know me.
We're not sending Brian Luke out there to cover it.
Oh.
We do have him for the CMA Awards here in about a week and a half, though.
Party.
Are we up for anything?
No.
Okay.
It must have been a misprint. I think someone just forgot about us.
6-7 awards.
Should they
nice.
Love us?
Past that, it was a big old weekend as we get ready to come off Halloween. Actually saw that there was a bomb scare downtown, like right down here on Main Street. This Saturday night, the Dias de los Muertes big celebration. The parade went off great, evidently. But, yeah, they, like, evacuated Saturday all of downtown Fort Worth. Because it turned out it looked like one, but it wasn't one. It was designed to look like one and freak people out, which it did. But fortunately, it was nothing there. So, yeah, that was, like, just right down the street.
I had forgotten about that until you just mentioned that.
Yeah.
And I was afraid to go to work, but now I'm afraid to be here.
We're fine.
Again.
On this street, we're the only thing that bombs.
KB and Heather Lee.
But what you get going on this weekend?
Well, of course, you know, there was all the Halloween and all the things. But Saturday was a really big day because we had our friend Braden over. And it's almost my birthday. So I chose a gift that the entire family could enjoy.
Yeah.
And that was a water heater. Braden is the plumber. Yeah, the other one was peeing all over the garage, which was unfortunate. Yeah.
You did that?
No, the water heater did.
Oh, yeah. Right. That makes more sense.
But it could be anyone in my house at any moment, to be perfectly
fair. I didn't know if it was a surprise party and you just... You know.
Yeah, and then last night, it was normally book club with my buddy Melinda.
Of course.
But I was the only one who RSVP'd. And I had not even read the book, but I was up for book club just because it's a book club.
Right.
So
I didn't think you were supposed to read the book.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be there.
I mean,
and then tell people that you were in a book club.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people, you know, the people are in a book club?
They tell you.
Usually.
But so we went ahead and took the liberty of moving said book club to a Mexican restaurant.
Right.
Where we talked about margaritas and queso. So
that
worked out well.
Mm-hmm. I read that book.
What about you?
Oh, well, it was it was two showings. That's what I did on Halloween. The first showing, opening night of the kiddos' high school fall production of Night of the Living Dead. It was tremendous. They were insanely good. And then I went for the closing night showing the next night, too. So I got a lot. It's the feel-good hit of the fall.
Oh.
Yeah, Night of the Living Dead. And then all last week, no, it was not a tropical vacation. Destination. Although, nothing does beat a JetBlue holiday. And I think we know that. Now, it was all week pretty much converting the Buckner Bunker into the family villa. or as you call it, the love nest.
Aw, it's so cute. I know.
Yeah. So a lot of trips to Goodwill.
Oh, dear.
There were some tears about moving some stuff. But yeah, there was a lot of
Did any of the toys get donated, or was it were they just consolidated?
I said a couple of weeks ago, the wrestling room would be the Alamo of the house, and that would be the last to fall. And so far, everything that you don't know where to go, where I don't know what to do with this, that's where it's going.
No.
Yeah. So it's it'll be a problem to be determined and solved later by somebody else.
Did you buy bins? You bought bins, didn't you? And you put them in there because you're going to use it later?
She has more bins than a serial killer. Oh, my gosh. And we will call her coming up on the way. We'll call the Ranchinelle on 740 show coming up.
If you can hear it, we guarantee you're going to love it. KB and Heather Lee.